Welcome to Between Two Chairs, Demystifying Commercial Real Estate, the podcast that brings you the latest insights and trends on the South Florida commercial real estate market with your hosts, Fernando Arencibia Jr. and Jennifer Wollman. In each episode, we dive into the world of commercial real estate and break down complex concepts to make them accessible for everyone. Whether you're a real estate professional, a curious investor, or just interested in the South Florida market in general, Between Two Chairs is the podcast for you. So pull up a chair and join us.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Between Two Chairs. My name is Fernando Arencibia, and with me, as always, is someone that I'm very grateful to always be around, my partner in crime and in business, Jennifer Wollman. Hi, Jennifer. Say hi.
Hello, everybody, and happy, happy Thanksgiving. This is our Thanksgiving episode, and we just want to start out saying we are so grateful to you for listening and tuning in. And so today, since it is Thanksgiving Day, we're going to talk about gratitude. But I want to be clear that gratitude is something that Fernando and I firmly believe needs to be practiced every day, not just one day a year. It will make your life so much better in business and in family and just across the board. We often talk about how, you know, with newspapers and the news and media in general, if it bleeds, it leads, and it's negative, and it's easy to have your energy drained by complaints and negative news and people who never see the positive in anything. And I'm a firm believer that everybody is so much better off if they're just grateful for what they have. And starting out with me, you know, at my age, every morning I wake up, when my eyes open, I'm like, oh, thank you, God, I'm alive. You know, I woke up, I get another day. So I thought it would be fun on Thanksgiving Day to talk about gratitude. And there are a lot of business studies that show how important gratitude is in business and in building relationships. And you've heard Fernando and I speak all the time about how our business, it's not just Fernando and I, it's pretty much anybody who's been in real estate for a long time, how real estate is a relationship business. And in my opinion, there's no better way to build relationships than with an honest and authentic feeling of gratitude, because it makes you listen deeper to the person that you're speaking with. So I wanted to talk a little bit earlier in the year. We went to a Florida Realtors Leadership Chair, Vice Chair training, and they put up definitions of all these words on the screen. So I wanted to start with the Oxford Dictionary's definition of gratitude, and it's basically just the quality of being thankful and readiness to show appreciation for and to others by returning kindness. And I thought that was a great...
Well, I think, you know, it's really interesting that we're having this conversation, especially this time of year. I think what happens, like a lot of words, sometimes they're overutilized, and in the minds of some people, they kind of lose their value. And the way I look at a word like gratitude is that there is a superficial way to describe it, and then there is a lot of more depth to it than people give it credit to. You know, a lot of the things that we do in our business and in the businesses of people that are listening that might not be in our industry, but might be in other industries, is the importance of mindset. And again, another word that is overutilized, right? But if you really think about it, we say and we speak about mindset a lot when we talk about, when we speak professionally and when we talk about business and how important that is. But it is also incredibly important in your personal life, right? The kind of mindset that you have, it's kind of like the glasses that you put on and how you see the world. And I think if we were to, since we're discussing gratitude, I think we should look at gratitude as a mindset. You know, having a gratitude mindset means that everything that happens to you that happens in the course of your business day, in the course of your life, that there are a lot of silver linings that sometimes we miss, and that sometimes obstacles are opportunities in disguise, right? And sometimes when a door shuts, it shuts because there is either a better window for you to go through or another door that will open up. And I think that that mindset is extremely important to maintain sanity in a world where change is a constant, right? Mm-hmm. And where you're always expanding and you're always growing. And growth is not comfortable, right? You right. have to be uncomfortable. And
change is even more uncomfortable.
And change is even more uncomfortable, right? But that's where the magic happens. And I think that having a gratitude mindset helps you to go through those uncomfortable periods. And so it may seem superficial for us to just say, well, we want to talk about gratitude, you know, in a podcast that of all days on Thanksgiving Day, right? But there is something powerful about kindness. There is something powerful about being grateful for not only what you have, but for the opportunities that you search. I was thinking about this because the theme for 2025 for Florida Realtors is, you know, champions of the American dream. And to your point about the definition, you know, we're talking about champions, the verb, not the noun. You know, you're championing the American dream for those people that we serve, those people that we work with. But this phrase that we find in the Declaration of Independence about the pursuit of happiness, I think that there is, you know, part of the gratefulness is that you, like you mentioned, you get up, you're grateful that you're up, you're up and running, you get to go to work. You know, not every day is perfect. You know, you're going to hit some obstacles. All of that is par for the course. But the fact that you get to pursue your dreams, or the fact that you get to pursue the work that is at hand, and hopefully everyone who's listening has found a work that they find meaningful and connecting and impactful to their lives and to the lives of others. But I think the pursuit of it is, you know, there's a lot to be grateful for just in being able to get up every day and be in pursuit of something that you find valuable. Something that Gary Keller from Keller Williams would say, it's your big why, you know, yeah. The big why that you're chasing.
Well, it's interesting that you bring up the mindset, because Gary Vaynerchuk, he did a video on mindset of high achievers. And, you know, I love Gary because he's similar. You know, he always yeah. does the three, and he's such a, I mean, talk about his whole being is based on gratitude. And yep. in that video, he said that the three ingredients for success, and you know how we love the power of three, were ambition, gratitude, and patience. And he goes on to describe all three of those and why. And we're going to include a link of that video in the show notes, by the way. But and he says that the foundation of everything that he does is gratitude. He says if he wakes up every day and his family's alive, you know, he's grateful that he's alive, then he's grateful that his family's alive, then he's grateful that his family's healthy. And he starts from there, and then he goes, and then even if bad stuff happens and somebody in my family isn't healthy, I'm grateful for the fact that they were healthy up until this point. And then I can take all of the gut punches and sucker punches and just take a deep breath and deal with all of the difficult stuff that is coming our way, because life is life, and yeah. no life is easy and no life is perfect, no matter how Instagram makes everybody's life seem perfect other than yours.
So what were those three things that he mentioned? Ambition,
gratitude, and patience. But it's yeah. funny how he put it in that order, because then if you follow Gary Vee and you look at his videos, gratitude is definitely the strongest. But if you don't follow Gary Vee, he's wonderful in terms of mindset. You know, beware, there are a gazillion F-bombs in a 3-minute video. But, you know, he really cuts it down to the basics. And he says, you know, how can you be grateful and ambitious, or patient and ambitious? Because sometimes they contradict. And he breaks all of those down very, very well. But everything he does is based on gratitude. So I love that you picked that up.
Yeah, he's been on a almost like an evangelic pursuit of shifting some of the mindset about the words that we use and that we all heard growing up about, you know, good guys finish last, and to how sometimes in our society we have equated empathy and kindness for weakness, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, he has really championed this idea, you know, going back to the word champion, but championed this idea of the power of being empathetic, the power of kindness, you know, and how important it is not only to your business, but really to your mental well-being as you go through life pursuing things. And I really appreciate that, you know, ambition is one of those three things that he mentions, right? Because you can be ambitious and you can pursue and you can grow and you can be extremely successful while being kind to others.
Correct.
You know, and not in spite of being kind to others, but because of your kindness. That is in itself a superpower, because it really changes the dynamics of the way you see things. Early in my career, I have a friend of mine. We were colleagues at Remax. You know, shout out to Ed Martinez. So we always were working on ourselves, and we continue. It's nonstop. And you know, he'll do some things and he'll share with me, and I'll do some things and share with him. And some of those are business tactics or strategy, and some of those are personal. You know, and one of the things that I remember him starting doing, we were showing up to work in the morning, and we were making calls, and we were sharing it with each other. Oh, I got this call, and you know, this is the response that I got. And you know, we created systems, we did a bunch of this work, which was, you know, very exciting. And I remember that he started doing, you know, in our business, if you do a lot of calls, and if you're in sales at all, you have to be very comfortable with no's. You know, it's not always going to be a fit with everybody, you know, that's just part of it. But he started doing a gratitude journal every morning when he would get up. He would get up in the morning, he would have his coffee, go for a walk, and then he would sit down and write, you know, basically 10 things that he was grateful for every single morning. And, you know, one of the things that both he noticed and I noticed was that it really took away a lot of the feeling of getting the no's on the phone, because he already was in a mindset of gratitude. So he was like, I'm just grateful to be able to make these calls, you know, and I know that I need to get a number of no's before I get to the yes.
Right.
But the amount of energy, and this is, look, it's hard to quantify, but when you're making calls for a couple hours, your energy wanes. It's only natural. But, you know, the more he was doing this journal, I noticed that he was as energetic at the end of the 2 hours as he was in the first phone call. And it was because there was already that attitude there. It was infectious, you know?
Well, how about being thankful just for the fact that somebody picked up the phone so right. he could get exactly. a no? Because in today's day, Absolutely. Everyone's so paranoid of the dialer. Absolutely. And it's interesting that you bring up that energy, because there were two quotes related. Well, there was one related to gratitude by William Faulkner that really, you know, kind of sat with me, and it's gratitude is a quality similar to electricity. It must be produced and discharged and used up in order to exist at all. And that got me thinking to the Einstein quote about energy, about how it can't be created or destroyed. It can only be changed from one form to another. And to me, that tied in with Faulkner's quote so yeah. perfectly, because gratitude is an energy driver. If you get into the habit of being grateful for even within something negative, there's something grateful. Yeah. Be grateful that that negative thing hadn't happened to you before,
yeah.
or that like there's so many ways to just take a little moment to Absolutely. Have that grateful experience. And I know this all kind of sounds, you know, feel goody
ethereal
maybe, and people right, but.
Yeah.
There's so much science behind gratitude, and there's a book called The Currency of Gratitude by Michelle Bailey, and she talks about how important making gratitude a priority, not only in your personal life, but in your business life, helps you attract and retain better employees, better clients. It raises engagement and productivity,
yeah.
and creates brand ambassadors for your company. But again, and we're going to use another word that's been a little bit overused these days, which is authentic. The gratitude just can't be thanks, nice job. It has to be very specific, in my opinion. It has to be thank you so much for that beautiful dinner we had at your house. I really appreciate the fact that you took the time out to make such a beautiful meal and to take my preferences into account, or whatever it is, or for, you know, like, it has to be pretty specific. Like when you write business cards at the end of, you know, a meeting where you've met somebody, thank you so much for taking 3 minutes out of, you know, a hectic networking event to tell me your story about your son's win in the Little League game, right? Or whatever it is, that all of a sudden is like, wow, that person was listening to me. Yeah. I'm important to that person. So, I thought that's where the listening with intent really comes in, is if you are constantly grateful and you're grateful for the person who's in front of you, or even for the no's that you're getting on the phone.
There are so many studies about gratitude, and but if for those of you who are listening and want to go into this little journey with us, right? One of the things that we recently had a great conversation with a friend of ours about, energy management versus time management, right? And so I think this is something that everybody can test out in their own life. And one of those is, think about the amount of energy or how draining the energy is for you when you're having conversations with people. So let me give you three examples. Sometimes you'll have a conversation with someone who is complaining about an issue or a problem, and they're really not interested in a solution. They just want to vent. They just want to complain. And sometimes they just need someone to listen. And that is valuable to them to have someone to listen. But if you're the one listening, it is very energy draining, you know, and you could test that on yourself. Now, sometimes you'll have a similar conversation, maybe even on the same issue, about someone who's interested in exploring a solution. And then it becomes kind of a game where the two of you are throwing out ideas to try to come up with, how do we resolve this, right? And in that way, the energy kind of recycles itself, right? Because you move from identifying the problem to now we're working together, we're collaborating. It kind of becomes a little bit like we're playing together, right? We're trying to figure it out. And how different is that energy? Do you feel your energy deplete or grow or maintain? Now, when you're sharing gratitude with others, right, you might be thinking, well, I'm expanding this energy. But I would venture to say, and again, that's why everybody has to test it on their own, is that if you want to be in tune to your own energy, right, in an interesting way, the energy you give in gratitude, you get back. And then some. It's energizing to have those interactions with people, you know? And I think that is another component that is about the mindset of gratitude, but it's also the energy, or the regeneration of the energy, and how important that is to the work at hand and to the things that we want to accomplish.
Agreed. And the University of Kansas, they have this really cool thing on their website, and it's called the Community Toolbox. And this Community Toolbox is a free online resource for people who want to build healthier, stronger communities and bring about change within their community. And I'm going to quote directly from their site. It says, because gratitude and appreciation is like step number 9 in that toolbox. Yeah. And it says, gratitude, direct quote, gratitude and appreciation are important in community life and community building because they bring us into positive and direct relationship with ourselves and with others. And they talk about it almost like a spiritual being, which I thought that was kind of interesting, because I guess if you practice gratitude all the time, it could take you there, but I'd never thought of it that way. But I love the fact, since you and I are always talking about community building and how much that's such a huge part of real estate, and why we love real estate so much is because real estate is really building on communities. I love the fact that gratitude and appreciation were so, it made it in their top 10 things of important items and tactics to include in building community. So yeah, I love that. And we'll include that link as well.
Yeah. And I was One time, looking at a news, like a news magazine program, like it was either 2020 or 60 Minutes, but it was about, you know how sometimes they'll do these studies where they'll measure brain activity based on different things that the individual is doing. And they've done that to see how, when you're creating art, how that affects, you know, your brain. And, you know, they measure dopamine levels. They do all those things, you know. But this was really about the fields within the brain that get activated when you're in a state of gratitude, when you're just very grateful, when you're thankful for, you know, you feel very strongly about. And it was really about memories and what are you thankful for, that were some of the questions that were being asked. So there's definitely science to back it up. But I think that as human beings, right, we can anecdotally make that connection ourselves, right? And I do want to take this time to make a comment about this, because, you know, this podcast is a labor of love for us, you know, and we're very grateful that people have listened to it and that we've gotten some recognition. Why is there an episode of gratitude in a podcast on commercial real estate, demystifying commercial real estate? Well, you know, I want to tell you, number one is because we want to do things that are in tune to our personalities, right? And we think that there is value here. But aside from that, it's also the fact that no matter what endeavor you take on, there's a technical side of the work. There is the expertise side of the work. There is, you know, the data side, all that other stuff. The other side, which is very important, is the human side, right? Because we are all human beings interacting with each other in whether it's this profession or any other. And so these conversations that we have are really about that part of it, because, you know, we should give it equal weight. Right? Because the mindset of the people that we interact with and the way that we affect each other is incredibly important.
I agree. And I think that we should wrap this up with another part of our personalities. Do you have a fun fact? Okay, good. You don't, because this would probably be your fun fact too. Yes. So another part of our personalities is both Fernando and I love music.
Yes.
Different types. We overlap on some. We're totally opposite on others, but we both love music. And so I love the fact that last year, Billboard.com did a top 20 list of songs related to gratitude specifically for Thanksgiving. So we're going to include that link in there. I didn't agree with their top three, but that's okay. They did have Dido's Thank You, which I love, Earth, Wind, and Fire's Gratitude, which I loved, and Violeta Parra, who is a Chilean folk singer whose Gracias a la Vida is so gorgeous. I mean, she starts with Thank You for My Eyes, and then she goes into everything that having eyesight does. And that, to me, is like her song is the basis of all gratitude. But what the Billboard.com said in this list is we should always take stock of all we have to appreciate every morning and every night. And if you need some musical motivation to get you in the grateful mood, we have some suggestions. And so we're going to include that link as well. Fernando and I always use music to offset our maybe lagging energy at the end of the day or after too many no's. Yeah. So anyway.
Yeah, or a long road trip.
A long road trip, definitely. Definitely.
I want to say how grateful I am, you know, number one, for our partnership, for the work that we do with our two other partners, Andres and Enrique, for all of the people that we interact throughout the year in all of the various organizations that we're involved with. And, you know, how great it is to have to be part of that, you know, large real estate community of people that do a lot of good for a lot of people and that are always intent on getting better and improving. And, you know, we're at that time of the year where here are a few of the things that you're going to hear that we hear all the time this year, right? Wow, this year really flew. Wow, I can't believe, you know, I can't believe we're almost in December. Boy, the Christmas sales cycle started very early this year.
October.
In October.
Like right around Halloween.
Yeah, exactly. Like, come on, guys, let's, you know, can we take one? Let's slow it down. But there is a lot of of magic and starting out a new year. And this is a great time to start preparing intentionally for next year. And It's a great time for business planning and personal planning. And I just wanted to recommend that you have an attitude of gratitude or a mindset of gratitude, you know, when you're making those plans and see how that shapes your path. And happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving, and I want to say goodbye with a quote from Cicero, which is, gratitude is not only the greatest of virtues, but the parent of all others.
Ooh.
Amen.
Amen. Love that. We should have started with that. Bye, everybody.